Hey, everybody, blessings to you in the name of Jesus. I want to return to a theme that has shaped my whole life and ministry, and that is the love of God and the love anointing. You say, well, what is that all about? Well, it's amazing. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word was chesed, sometimes spelled C-H-E-S-E-D in English. But it's a word that's not just the nod or a glance or a look towards another like in a covenant, which is the root word. But more than that, it's a word that talks about a covenant love between persons and then God that deeply, deeply, deeply commits one to the other with incredible kindness and self-sacrifice and giving. It's more than simply love. It's more than simply love. It's amazing what it's all about. It's chesed. And I tell you what, God, recently I was kind of languishing. I don't know. Last few weeks, it was like God seemed distant. And my daughter Megan was having some struggles and pains and all this kind of stuff. And we'd be praying and pressing in and all that, having real struggle. And God, I didn't feel the Lord. Normally, I would feel the presence of God when I start to pray and have a song in my heart, you know. Not happening. Oh, just struggling. Why? And then the other night, I have a dream, and coming up from the dream, I go out to pray, and the Lord speaks to me, and he says, return to my love. And so I went, yeah, I got to go back. It's coming under your love. It's not about all the effort. Living as a Christian is no effort. It's faith and coming under the love of God, letting the love fill you. His very love, the same love he put in Jesus, fill you. That's the love anointing. Jesus prayed for us to have that, actually, in John 17:26. And then it begins to shape everything. And as soon as I said, yes, Lord, I felt his presence come again. I've had a song in my heart again. And start hearing from him again. It's the love of God, the love of God. So I felt like, you know what? We founded the station on this, the radio station and the ministry, and what I'd share with you. I got to get back to that with you and do some more. Because keep coming back to it. The solution for your life and everything is to get under the fountain for where the God's love pours out. And he so loved the world in Christ, chesed. You know, God so loved the world. And that's Greek, of course. It doesn't have the chesed word there. But that's what it's about. Now, I've got something here from Bible Project. Let's just play this thing about the Hebrew word chesed, and we'll get into it. Just a minute. Here we go.
If you tried to describe what God is like, it could be difficult or daunting. But when the people who wrote the Bible pondered the mystery of God, they consistently describe God's character in this way: compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, overflowing with loyal love and faithfulness. We're going to look at this fourth phrase, loyal love. It translates the Hebrew word chesed, which is hard to translate into any language because it combines the ideas of love, generosity, and enduring commitment all into one. Chesed describes an act of promise-keeping loyalty that is motivated by deep personal care. Like in the story of Ruth. Ruth is a foreigner married to an Israelite man, but tragically, her husband dies along with his brother and his father. All Ruth has left is her widowed mother-in-law, Naomi, who has nothing to give her. Naomi tells Ruth she should go back to her people, but instead, Ruth promises to stay by Naomi's side and take care of her. And as other people watch Ruth keep this promise over time, they call it an act of chesed. Notice that Ruth's chesed is not conditional or based on Naomi's worth. Rather, it's an expression of Ruth's character. She just is a generous and loving person who keeps her word. That's chesed. Now, Ruth's loyal love is truly inspiring, but the one who shows the most enduring chesed in the Bible is God. Like in the story about Jacob, who is a treacherous liar even to his own family. But despite that, God chooses him and repeats the promise he made to Jacob's grandfather, Abraham, that he would have a huge family through whom God would restore his blessing to the nations. And so 20 years later, when Jacob realizes how undeserving he is, he says to God, I'm not worthy of all the chesed you've shown me. And he's right. But God's chesed was never about Jacob's worth in the first place. It's a display of God's generous loyalty to his promise. God's chesed continues into the story of Jacob's descendants, the Israelites. When they're enslaved by Pharaoh in Egypt, we're told that God remembered his promise to Abraham and Jacob, so God defeats Egypt and raises up Moses to liberate the people and lead them into the promised land. And in the story, this is called an act of chesed, because it was about God keeping his word. Now, on their way to the promised land, the Israelites are scared of the nations around them, and they doubt that God can protect them. So the people threaten to kill Moses and appoint a new leader to take them back to Egypt. God is understandably hurt and angry, but Moses steps in and says, forgive the sin of these people because of your great chesed. Notice that Moses asks God to forgive not because the people deserve it, but because it's consistent with God's own character. And God agrees, and he recommits himself to a people that don't want to be committed to him. In the Bible, God is loyal and loving for no other reason than it's just who God is. Of course, he wants his people to respond with chesed in return, but even when they don't, God's chesed remains. The prophet Hosea compared Israel's chesed to a morning mist that's here one moment and gone the next. But God's chesed is enduring. Like in the celebration of Psalm 136 that opens by saying, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and then 26 times repeats, his chesed is forever. And so, after centuries of Israel betraying their commitment to God, and after humanity's long history of violence and death, God still kept his promise in a dramatic and drastic way by becoming human and binding himself to us in the person of Jesus. And the people who followed Jesus of Nazareth said that in him they encountered the God of Israel, who is full of loyal love and faithfulness. Jesus is the ultimate loyal and loving human. And in his life, death, and resurrection, God opened up a new future for all of us and for all of creation. And God did this because it's just who God is, generous, loving, and eternally loyal to his promises. And when we experience the purity and power of God's loyal love shown through Jesus, it compels us to reimagine why and how we can show chesed back to God and to the people around us. This is what it means to say that God is overflowing with loyal love.
Well, there we go. That's from the Bible Project. Now, here's the thing. Don't you want to come under that love? The key with being a Christian is coming in under the overflowing, beautiful, chesed love of God. That's what we do, and we believed in Christ. He sent his only Son out of love that we would not perish but have everlasting life. And we said yes to his love in Jesus at the cross, and he comes and saves us. But then the amazing part is he wants us to live in it. He wants us to live, you and me, live in a flow of outpouring love. And he does this remarkably with an anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit. I call it the love anointing. It's found in John 17:26, and Jesus is praying for the disciples and for those that would believe through them. That means you and me. We believe because of the disciples' story and testimony and books that we read in the Bible. And Jesus is praying for them. And in John 17:26, this part of the prayer jumped out at me years ago when I started experiencing this chesed love bringing miracles and healing. We'd see, I was with Bob Bressay, and he'd say, this love of God's coming onto a person. And God opened my eyes to see, look like a golden waterfall coming down on the person, and I understood this is the anointing of God's love. His love is not just how he feels, it's what he is, and he's pouring out his love. And when that love would come on the person, they'd get healed, miracle after miracle. John 17:26 is where Jesus prayed for us to have it. He said in his prayer, Father, ask you to give them, meaning us, the same love that you gave to me, and me in them. Put the same love in them that you gave to me and put me in them. Check it out. He wants us to have this chesed love of the Father, not just over our life, but coming into our life. And when he comes in, I'll tell you by my own testimony and story, changes everything. He changes your perspective. You're challenged because you've got to walk with him in it. But I found that the things I would strive for as a Christian faded away as I came in under the fountain of his chesed love. Look what David said. He said, Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy, that's chesed, will follow me all the days of my life. Literally in our relationship to God, his chesed follows us. There's another verse that says, as chesed is in the earth, he pours it out into the earth. And he says in his life, Psalm 25:6 again, he says, remember your chesed, O Lord, and your steadfast love. And then he talks about how to live and walk. He says, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those that keep his covenant and testimonies. He wants your path of your life and mine to be a walk in his faithfulness. You trust him, you believe him, you thank him, you receive his love, you watch him work. You watch him work in circumstances, in health, in finances, in relationships, in this, in that. He works through everything. Wow. And so in Psalm 26, David says, I will walk in your steadfast love, your chesed. And then he talks about being saved. He says, Psalm 31:16. Now, David was under so many threats, right? They wanted to kill him. He says, make your face shine on your servant and save me in your steadfast love, in your chesed. God came and saved him with his chesed. It's amazing. His life consisted in knowing the chesed of God, trusting the chesed of love, walking in the chesed of God, letting it surround him, protect him, and be his rear guard, being blessed by the chesed of God. And I have found that this is amazing and true. And you can have it. How can you have it? How do you come into this? Well, the way you initially come into it is you just believe what Jesus prayed. Because in his prayer, he says this was in addition to him coming into your life when you're born again. Jesus comes into our heart by the Spirit of God, but then also the love, the chesed, that the Father gave to Jesus comes into our heart as well. John 17:26. Go and read it. Try different translations. You'll get the feel of it. Get into an illiterate computer program and see what the Greek tells you. It'll show you. And so you find out it is exactly what Jesus prayed. He says that the Father would put into us, he prays the Father would put in us the same love, the same chesed that he put into Jesus for you to live by. Oh, man. Oh, man. So do you think you want this? You're saying, yes, Lord, send me this chesed love. It's not by your own efforts. It's God answering Jesus' prayer. That's the amazing part about this. God the Father answers Jesus' prayer and does it in us. So all you have to do is say to the Father, I want what Jesus prayed for. Lord, with my listeners right now, I say, Lord, we want what Jesus prayed for. We ask you for what Jesus prayed for right now. Pour it out in us, that love anointing. Send it down, fill us up, make us full with your chesed love. Come and surround us. We will follow your chesed love. We will walk in the path of chesed love. Be our rear guard, guard us from the enemy, protect us in your chesed love. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from our own wickedness and sin. We can't deliver ourselves. Deliver us, Lord, from sickness and disease. provide for us. All in your love. We center our life under your loving kindness and care, your chesed. I pray for my listeners right now. You'd say yes. Let them come bring it in right now. So many hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people have received this in the meetings I've done overseas. And as they wait, Spirit of God comes. They say, yes, Lord, we need it. We want it. Spirit of God comes. Comes right now. With a love anointing. God's own love himself coming in. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up with your love. Even in impossible situations, your love brings healing to my heart. A broken hearted get healed. Can even love enemies. Come fill us up. Thank you, Lord. And fill me up. Thank you, Lord.